I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Hallelujah. listening to Are You Aware? Music That Has Something to Say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Bjork with her new remix album called Bastards from her album Crystalline. Now, you pretty much have to be under a rock to not realize that that was Bjork. But that sound was quite different from her. We don't usually hear that kind of sound from her before. She's actually, this new album's called Bastards, and it's a remix, the third remix album by her, which is actually sort of remixing a bunch of albums from her 2011 album Biophilia, which was her eighth full-length studio album, which was pretty amazing. Bjork doesn't really need much introduction. She's been nominated for 13 Grammy Awards, plus two for art directions on her album sleeves, and one Academy Award and two Golden Globe Awards. And she won the Best Actress Award in 2000 for the Cannes Film Festival for her performance in Dancer in the Dark. She is one that we love to play on Are You Aware? If you're new to the show, Are You Aware? Actually profiles music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. I like to provide you with some information about the artist and then what they've been involved in, just to inspire you, the listener out there, to be involved any way you can via volunteering, donations, raising funds through doing a marathon for the charity of your choice, any kind of thing, just to get you involved and to make the world better, because we can always, always strive to make the world better. And talking about making the world better, Bjork was actually involved with a few cool initiatives to raise money for some pretty full-on things that have happened over the last few years. Obviously, we all remember the tsunami in Southeast Asia in 2004. She actually began work on a project titled Army of Me Remixes and Covers to help raise money for a relief fund for that. The project recruited fans and musicians from around the world to either cover or remix the 1995 track Army of Me, which, if you haven't heard it, go on to Google or Grooveshark or whatever you do to get your music and listen in, because Army of Me is a fantastic song. So she put that out, asked fans and musicians alike to respond. She got over 600 responses, and they picked the best 20 to appear on the album. And the album was released in April in the UK and May in 2005, and it actually raised around £250,000. That's like triple Canadian dollars, to help UNICEF's work in the Southeast Asia region, which is awesome. And she actually went to visit that area that was hit and work with the children that were affected by the tsunami in 2006, which was pretty awesome. So we have just a selection of fantabulous music for you ahead. And I also have some free tickets to give away a little later on the show. So please listen in. I have tickets to the Cave Singers, and you'll hear the Cave Singers later on, and I'll let you know when to call in and get your free tickets. The first person that'll call in a little while will receive the free tickets. In the meantime, let's keep the money going. Our next album that we've got is coming up is Calexico. Now, Calexico is a great band from Tucson, Arizona, and they've kind of been named the Tex-Mex indie rock band, which I only thought you put Tex-Mex in front of food. I didn't think that you actually used it to describe an indie band, but no worries. That's everyone each to their own, like I say. And today we're going to be hearing Sinner in the Sea, which is off their new album, Algiers. And Calexico likes to use names of different cities to describe what they're doing. So Calexico is actually a border town in California, and Algiers, the new album, name of the new album, is actually a town from New Orleans, where they actually recorded the album. This album is the seventh studio album, and it's released on September 11th, 2012, and they've been involved with supporting community radio stations in their area, which, you know what? as a volunteer for a community radio station, I think that's A-okay. They've actually been playing this benefit concert that they do every year to raise funds for the community radio station since 2001. And KXCI Community Radio Station actually has been around on the air for Tucson, Arizona since 1976. So as a listener of CITR, you obviously know how important community radio is. So well done, Calexico, for being involved in that. And sit back, enjoy the sunshine. I hope you're all outside having a nice little cocktail and enjoying this beautiful vitamin D. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Thursday, April 11th, Discorder will be celebrating the release of its April issue at the Cobalt. The event will feature bands from the new issue, including Sunshine, Gang Signs, and Zen Mystery Fog, plus Discord of DJs spinning hot vinyl all night long. So jet down to the Cobalt this Thursday, and don't forget to pick up a copy of Discorder or check us out online at discorder.ca.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard The Cave Singers with their new album, When the World, and their new album is Naomi, and their song is When the World. What a great song. They're actually playing at the Commodore on, let me have a look. It is May 2nd at the Commodore, and I have 2 free tickets to give away. So if you're wanting to see the Cave Singers, they're a fantastic band. This is their... they've been up to Vancouver a couple of times. They were actually here for the Folk Festival last year, and they actually... they're brilliant. We love them. Another great example of how awesome music is from Seattle. They've actually been involved with a cool thing called the Give Compilation, which is a digital compilation, and it benefits the Art Corps, which is Seattle's largest nonprofit art educator, along with Ballard Food Bank, Rainier Valley Food Bank, and University District Food Bank, all in Seattle. So they were involved with the Moondoggies, the Lonely Florist, and 31 others to give out, or they gave them a song so that they could raise some money, which is always very cool. In the middle there, we had Cat Power. I love Cat Power's new album, The Sun, and that was her song Cherokee, which I thought was fantastic. And I wanted to play it for you all. It was released, that album Sun was released on September 4th in 2012, and it received a 4-star rating. It debuted at a career chart high of number 10 on the Billboard charts and sold 23,000 copies in the opening week. So well done to Cat Power. And Cat Power is a big advocate for the access to clean water. She's really involved with Charity Water and actually was performed at a benefit gala in New York for the organization. And that was actually hosted by Entourage's Adrienne Grenier. And basically what Charity Water does is raise money to build water wells in impoverished countries. And then in 2008, she actually went around trying to provide advocacy around supporting people with clean water and sanitation. So that was very cool. She did that in India, and she actually traveled around with the founder of Charity Water during that time, called Scott Harrison. But the next song I have for you is actually a band from Kelowna. Fernie. They're called Shred Kelly. I found them a couple of weeks ago and I just love them. They've got a new album coming out, or it's come out, called In the Hills, and I am going to play The Bear for you. They've been involved with some pretty cool things, and they do a lot of great work out there, so check them out. And while Shred Kelly is playing, like I mentioned before, I have 2 free tickets to give away to the Cave Singers on May 2nd at the Commodore. Now, if you call in at 604-822-2487, that's 604-822-2487, you can receive 2 free tickets to the Cave Singers. So don't forget that number again, 604-822-2487 or 604-822-CITR, which whatever works for you. Oh, somebody's ringing in. I'm going to get off the line so to give the lucky news to whoever's calling in. And this is Shred Kelly. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Thank you. Still will do. Welcome one and all to Pride UBC's last barbecue garden of the year. To celebrate the end of the year, Pride UBC will be hosting a Hollywood Decline themed party on Friday, April 5th from 8:30 onwards in the UBC sub, room 212A. The idea is that we'll all start out looking our Oscar-worthy best, and the evening shall evolve, or devolve, into whatever you want. Think front-of-the-house red carpet class to behind-the-scenes sass. Bring all your friends. The event is open to anyone and everyone 19+. Whether you're gay, lesbian, bi, transgender, two-spirited, gay-friendly questioning, or you just like mingling, come on down. $3 cover and $3 drinks. Once again, April 5th from 8:30 onwards in the UBC sub, room 212A.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I'm your host, Fleur Cooper, and I need to say a big congratulations to David Korenblom. I hope I said that right. He is the proud winner of 2 free tickets to go and see the Cave Singers on May 2nd at the Commodore. Thanks for everybody else that called in, and I'm sorry that you weren't able to get the tickets. You got to be quicker off the draw for next time, but great work for David. I hope that gave you a little special something for the end of the day. We are 3/4 of the way through. Are You Aware? I hope you're enjoying the dulcet tones that I've provided for you today. A lot of this stuff is new stuff on our playlist, so I'm very excited to play this stuff for you, as there's some really awesome releases coming out in 2012. In the middle there, we just heard Devendra Banhart with his new album, Mala, and that song was Your Fine Petting Duck. He's a singer-songwriter and a visual artist. He was born in Texas, in Houston, and then raised by his mother in Venezuela until he moved to California as a teenager. So he's got a very varied sort of influences, and you can absolutely see that with his new album. Marla is his 8th studio album release, and it was released just recently on March 12th in 2013. So if you like Devendra Banhart, check out his new album. It's pretty damn good. Now, he's been involved with Oxfam America, Doctors Without Borders, and Human Rights, because he offered up a song for Causes 2, which was a compilation album that he collaborated with a couple of people in 2010. And then in 2011, he was also on Red Hot and Rio 2's Red Hot Organization CD. I've talked a lot about Red Hot Organization over the years here at Are You Aware. They are a fantastic organization that makes CDs, compilation CDs, with fantastic artists around the world. And it's just not indie. It's a whole bunch of other musical genres as well. And this is all to raise money for fighting HIV/AIDS and supporting organizations that fight against HIV/AIDS and support people that do have HIV/AIDS. And then we just heard that last song was Dum Dum Girls with their new album End of Days from there, and that song was Lord Knows. Their Dum Dum Girls have been around for a while, and they're wicked. Their albums just keep getting better and better. This new one was released a couple of months ago, and we are loving it here at CITR. Their name is a homage to the Vaseline's album Dum Dum Girls. Dum Dum, and the Iggy Pop song Dum Dum Boys. So they are from California, and they've been around for a while. And a lot of the members actually have Dum Dum tattooed on their finger. They actually got involved with Veronica Flores and to celebrate a Valentine project for charity a few Valentines ago. Basically, around the city, they placed Making Time decorated Valentine boxes with heart-shaped Valentine cards and Sharpies attached to each one. People filled out these Valentine's cards and placed them into the boxes. And then for each Valentine card that was filled out, by the end of the week, Making Time donated $1 for each card to Musicopia, a non-profit organization that aims to enrich and fund music programs in the Philadelphia area, which I thought was a great idea. So if you've got any thoughts of wanting to raise funds for an organization, maybe that's something you can do next year for Valentine's Day. Although in Vancouver, you'll probably have to put those cards in Tupperware containers, as Valentine's Day in February is usually very wet here, or snowy, whichever the case may be. Now, I wanted to tell you a little bit about something that's going on that is pretty disturbing. I've talked to you guys a lot about this organization that does fantastic work. It's called avanaz.org, and they really work to advocate for people without a voice and any kind of injustices that are going around, that are happening around the world. And they really focus on encouraging the internet community to get behind them and put pressure on governments and big bodies to change their oppressive acts. Right now, they're wanting people to sign a petition, and it's super easy. You can just go to avaaz.org org and look, and all you do is click and you've signed a petition that'll go a long way. So what's happening right now is there's an organization called Monsanto, and they are a biotech kind of group. And basically what they're wanting to do is have patents on different seeds so that farmers will then have to pay them to use these seeds. Up until this point, everybody's been able to, farmers are able to choose whatever seeds they want, whatever, grow whatever crops they want. And it's not like it's intellectual property because it's Mother Earth and all that. But they've found a loophole that they really want to sort of change European law to get away with this. So they just, so that they can start charging patents for seeds and for people growing tomatoes. Can you imagine that? So what Avanaz is trying to do is trying to pressure a lot of the governments not to sign onto this, because once one of these patents go out, it's pretty much, it's once it exists in one country, trade agreements and negotiations often push other countries to honor it as well, which would be a travesty. And you know, this is obviously going to be dismembering how the food chain works, as well as obviously getting farmers to reduce their profit and therefore gaining more profit for this company. So if you want to keep your food free and you know, you like growing food and you don't want to have to pay a patent to some biotech company, then please go on to the Avanaz website and sign the petition. I will be doing that in the next little while you guys are listening to some wicked tunes. But again, I love getting this stuff from Avanaz because I think it's just a really quick way to actually put your voice towards something that is being that is taking the piss, basically, for want of a better word. That's basically oppressing someone around the world. So Avanaz does great jobs. I implore you to really sign this petition, as it will really it'll make a difference to farmers. And it's the situation is pretty dire already. Monsanto already alone owns 36% of all tomato, 32% of all sweet pepper, and 49% of all cauliflower varieties registered in the EU with a simple regulatory charge. And so therefore, you know what, they want to take a monopoly on all our food, which is not cool because food is for everybody. So that's my little soapbox for today. We're going to change it up a few notches with a fantastic song. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie, and I friggin' love this song. This, I had an inspiration to play this around St. Paddy's Day, but alas, I couldn't come in for that show, so I didn't want to not forget about this song because it's a fantastic song. This is from The Pogues, which is a Celtic punk band from London, and they formed in 1982 and fronted by Shane McGowan. They really reached a lot of popularity during the 80s and 90s and kind of fell away after McGowan left the band in 1991 due to drinking problems. But the band did form again back in 1996 before they broke up, and then they've reformed in 2001 and have been playing regularly ever since. They usually play the United States East Coast around St. Paddy's Day and across the UK and Ireland every December. The group has yet to record any new music, and according to the lead singer, they have no inclination to do so, which is a little sad because the Pogues do really produce some great music. They're known for politically tinged music, and especially it was very rife during that time in the 80s when Thatcherism, which is quite timely seeing as Miss Margaret Thatcher or Baroness Thatcher did pass away this week, but Thatcherism was a huge problem in for a lot of people in England and the United Kingdom, and people, it really galvanized people to either be for her or against her, and really polarized the population to what she was doing. So I will say no more. I will just tell you what we're going to be listening to. This is Fairy Tale of New York, a beautiful song, and it was from the album If I Should Fall from Grace with God. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, and drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you baby, I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me.
You were pretty queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, they held out for more.
Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Dripping that boat.
You scumbag, you maggot, cheap, cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours. I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing Galway Bay, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe, I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone, I built my dreams around you. The boys of the NYPD choir still singing Galway Bay, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
It's a hard, hard fight. swear I won't be here anymore. I'm sorry, swear I won't be here anymore. Sorry, swear I won't be here
listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Beth Orton with her new album, Sugaring Season. You can't really deny that she sounds like anybody else, because she doesn't. She is unique and wonderful. I have been a huge fan of Beth Orton for a long time, and it's been a while since she actually performed. It was actually her first new work for 6 years, and it was actually recorded just down the road in Portland, Oregon. So I'm glad that Beth is coming back on and performing, because she really was a female voice, or a voice to reckon with in the early 21st century. So I'm glad she's back. They call her, known for her folktronica sound, obviously because she has those folk and electronica elements to her songs. This is her fifth studio album, and that song we just heard was Magpie, which is fantastic. Beth's been doing something very good for the planet, which is very, very cool. All of her recent releases are subscribed to be carbon neutral, meaning a tree is planted in a poor area of Mexico every time she generates a certain amount of units produced, and this is to offset the emissions generated when pressing the CDs and other marketing paraphernalia. So look at that, someone that is really looking at her carbon footprint and making sure that she becomes carbon neutral. I think a inspiration for us all out there. Next time you want to drive down to the corner store, why don't you walk? That'll save your carbon footprint as well. She actually also joined Annie Lennox and 20 other female artists to raise awareness for mother-to-child transmission of HIV to unborn children in Africa in 2007. The single Sing was released on World AIDS Day back in 2007, and this was also in conjunction with Annie Lennox's appearance at the Nelson Mandela 4664 concert in South Africa. 4664 is a series of AIDS charity concerts played in honor of Nelson Mandela by South African musicians in the noughties, or the 2000s, whatever you like to call that decade that we just had. Mandela was imprisoned in Robben Island in 1964 and was the 466th prisoner to arrive that year. The prison administration scheme of numbering prisoners was to follow the sequence number of the prisoner, so 466 in this case, and the last two digits of the year 64. And speaking about Nelson Mandela, he has been in hospital trying to recover from pneumonia, so our prayers and thoughts go out to you, because he is a leader of a generation, or several generations, and he's getting up in age. He's like 95 or something, so it's a bit scary. It'll be a sad day when he goes, but he's still with us, so our thoughts go out to him. And before Beth Orton, we had the New Zealand Ruby Sons. I was going to say Kiwi, but I don't know how many people know about the Kiwis. They are an indie pop group from New Zealand, and they formed in 2004 when Californian Ryan McFun moved to Auckland and started playing in several bands. Christopher is their fourth full-length album, and it was released in January 2013. They've been around for a while, and they've actually been involved in a compilation benefiting Survival International, which is a human rights organization for tribal peoples. Amazon Tribe, Songs for Survival, which is the CD, features tracks from the likes of Hot Chip, The Go Team, The Ruby Sands, Will.i.am, and Mike Oldfield. And this movement is for tribal people. It's the only organization working for tribal people around the world. And you know what? Especially with every day we see more and more tribal people being taken off their land, including in Canada, and it's really important to advocate for those people as well. Well, we have only got 15 minutes left together before I say adieu for two more weeks, and I've got about 15 minutes of songs, so I better get off the air and play the songs for you. The next song we've got is Ra Ra Riot. Their new album has come out, and it is a sterler of an album. It's called Beta Love, and it was released in January 2013, and it was actually coincided with a live worldwide internet broadcast of the band's concert that night at the Music Hall of Williamsburg in Brooklyn. And the Dance With Me is a very interesting music video, so you've got to check that out online. I won't say more. And this is actually the first album of the band since the lead singer and founder left the band, actually. And that's, his name was, let me get it right. Who was that? That was Alexander Lorne. He actually left the band in 2012. And the band actually stated that this album is directly influenced by sci-fi author William Gibson and inventive futurist Ray, I'm going to butcher his last name, I apologize, Kurzweil? Wheel? Maybe? Kurzweil? I hope that was the right word, the right pronunciation of that name. And Ra Ra Riot actually just toured around North America, including Vancouver, for their new album, and they brought Oxfam along. They wanted to really advocate for Oxfam, and they thought, what a better way than to have them at the concert. So they're wanting to fight poverty and hunger around the world. So again, Oxfam is a global organization that really fights for the rights of people in developing countries. But without further ado, I hope you have your dance shoes on and your toe tapping, because this is Dance With Me, and you're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I most if it I had a good day. I most if it I had a good day. It wasn't that great, but if I stop to move, because I'd rather be given to wonder, why don't you stay here? But on the contrary, I live in lonely beds, so lonely, so lonely.
Come and dance with me, pretty sweet fool. I wanna be a toy. I wanna be a toy. I wanna be a toy. pussy hanging in the pine tree outside my balcony, waving pathetically. It's small, black, and torn, maybe a saw once worn by somebody forlorn who, like me, was poor. Caught in dead branches, it puts me in trances, thinking of the chances I lost while in pajamas. That black thing is me tainting my family tree, and I will never be a dead grandpa. You see, dead, dead, dead grandpa.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we literally have 5 minutes before Stereoscopic Redoot with Redoot. I've decided to just rename your show, Darren. Redoubt with Darren G is coming on the air. So we're all looking forward to that in 5 minutes. But before I get off the air, I wanted to tell you about that fun music that just happened then. That was an interesting new band that is from Vancouver, and that song was Dead Grandparents. The band's name is Future Peasants, let me get that right, and they've been around for a little while, and this year is their year where they're releasing a single a month. Can they do it? You can check them out on Facebook and online through MySpace as well, but they're releasing a single every month of 2013, which I thought was a really good initiative. I want to say congratulations to David again, or Darren, I've forgotten already, who won the Cave Singers CDs, tickets. I'm all over the show. I need to leave. Well done to him, and thank you so much for listening. I've got one last album to play for you. This is a Brooklyn band, and they're called People Get Ready. Their album is called People Get Ready as well, and it's a new release from New York, obviously, and this song is called Middle Name. I hope you enjoyed this show. I will see you in 2 weeks, same place, same time, same bat channel. Be good to one another, and I'll see you soon. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Like Joan of Arc, she won't say it's not what you're repenting, but how you call your lover's name. Yeah. Locked up in that condition, taken with stronger visions, he called her back just how he did. Hey. It goes that way. I try to change. My heart stays the same. Mr. Tesla.